Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our very special guest, Dr. Jacob Merman. How are you, Pally?
Good. Great. How are you guys doing?
Never better. It's going to be a beautiful day, but tonight maybe some thunderstorms. What are you going to do? But yeah, it's been great going for a lot of walks, staying in great shape. Dr. Merman is one of the reasons. Again, I cited other things that had happened. It's one of the reasons I've lost 101 pounds. Dr. Merman was there shoulder to shoulder. So that was great.
Yeah, that's great. I was just thinking, first of all, let me just say who I am. It's Jacob Merman. We're with lifemedical.us. That's our website, lifemedical.us. Phone number 952-933-8900. Anybody has questions, please feel free to call us. We do a lot of cannabis certifications and other things and stuff. I was just thinking, what's news with cannabis right now? It's back to school, back to work time. So obviously it is, right? I mean, back to school, cannabis, that's what we need to talk about.
Yeah, it works for me. Yeah, no question. Dr. Merman, I should mention, by the way, the reason I even brought that up, the weight loss, is a lot of people think if you go on cannabis, you're going to get really hungry and you're going to put on a lot of weight, and that's not the case at all.
No. Actually, in people with obesity, when they start sleeping better, somebody has sleep apnea, they don't sleep well. They are obese, that causes sleep apnea, and that makes it worse. So it's kind of a vicious circle. Cannabis actually makes them sleep better. That changes some kind of hormonal balance in them, and they lose weight. And I've seen a lot of weight loss, anywhere from 10 pounds in a year to my record in a patient was 180 pounds in 2 years.
That's wonderful.
He was pretty heavy, obviously, prior to that. But it often works very well for weight loss. People, of course, feel a lot better. They're much more active and exercise, and their life improves, and they don't get as hungry, and so they eat less. So that's how it works.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you that's how I lived through it, and what Dr. Merman's saying right now is right on the money. I sleep a lot better, and I'm not as hungry because of that.
Yeah. This happens with people with PTSD often have poor sleep, and that causes some weight gain as well because they're stressed out. They eat because they're stressed out, and then on cannabis, as the PTSD improves, all the symptoms improve, and they sleep better, and they often lose weight as well. And in some cases, if PTSD causes a loss of appetite, which often happens as well, then that corrects and they eat better and gain weight if that's what they need. It's kind of a balancing medicine. It's very interesting to see. I was going to, it's not a joke. With back to school stuff, we really need to consider those kids that are having difficulties, and a lot of autistic kids have a lot of difficulty in school. And autism is actually autistic spectrum disorders are a qualifying condition for cannabis. And when these kids are put on cannabis, their concentration improves, actually. This is kind of counterintuitive, but that's what happens. And their schoolwork improves a lot in many cases. So this really needs to be looked at for kids who have any degree of autism and struggle with education. I had a 20-year-old last week with Asperger's, which is a mild degree of autism. Mm-hmm. He's on cannabis now for a year. A lot of change for the better, studying a lot better. He's in college, all A's. He's much more able to socialize and sleeps well, not anxious, very happy. So that's, that's what we see. Also, this time of year, one needs to consider people like temperature drops a little bit, and sometimes pains get worse, like arthritis pains and back pains and stuff. And cannabis is really the best pain medication. Much less side effects than any other pain medication, including all the over-counter medicines, especially ibuprofen, which is kind of dangerous. And we see a lot of improvement in these people. Also, they sleep better because the pains don't bother them at night so much. The only problem with cannabis is cost. It's still very expensive in Minnesota because we don't have flower available. But that is thankfully coming in spring.
Yep.
We did a lot of work with the legislature and finally passed it. And thank you, everybody who called their legislators. Now the flower is going to be available. It should bring prices down. We're looking at March for its arrival, hopefully. So that should improve things. Also, not to forget, work comp, workers' compensation actually covers cannabis for work injuries. And that helps a lot of people who were injured at work. They're in pain or any other type of injury, and then it's covered for them. Then we can help people actually obtain that coverage, the attorneys who specialize in this sort of thing, et cetera. And actually, I have a very interesting case recently. The guy is a cop, and he was actually traumatized at work by seeing all the violence and developed PTSD sure. from it.
Yep.
So it's not physical pain, but emotional. And actually, work comp is covering his medicine because that's a work injury, PTSD. So that was very good. So it's all around. We're seeing very good results in a lot of people with essentially no side effects. If any side effects, then the pharmacist at the dispensary manages it. Usually it's possible to adjust the medication so any side effects go away. Most common side effect is dryness in the mouth. It's usually pretty minimal. Very occasional headache, not that many. As far as mental cloudiness, et cetera, does happen, but can be managed, adjusted, often goes away with a change of medication doses. So it's not a big issue. We have a website with a page where we put patients' results. So if people are interested in looking at how people feel on cannabis, you go to lifemedical.us, click on medical marijuana, and in the middle of a page, there's a link to patient results. And I put a whole bunch of results there for several months. We stopped doing it lately because it's all the same. You know, I'm better, everything's better, no side effects, wonderful, life changed for the better, et cetera. But you can, there's like hundreds there. So it's easy to see what people are reporting in their own words.
Oh, absolutely.
It's very fun work. I tell you, I get blessed so many times every day for doing it. This is why I do it, is people feel so much better. It's amazing.
You know what amazes me, Dr. Merman, and I've been thinking about this lately, and I'm glad we got around to this subject, because, and I'm not condemning sleep medication for some people. If you got a sleep medication that works, good for you. I'm happy for you. I'm not trying to clean the slate here, but taking cannabis, THC, to sleep is nowhere near as dangerous as sleeping pills, and that I could tell. I mean, sleeping pills can be quite dangerous, can they not, Dr. Merman?
There's side effects to some. There's some medicines cause confusion. Some cause physical issues. Usually you can find a reasonable sleep medicine that doesn't cause too many problems. But cannabis seems to be safer all around. I would put everybody for sleep. I would put them all on cannabis if people could afford it. I mean, that's the biggest issue is people can't
right.
afford it. We're struggling to get people, the medication. This really upsets me. The veterans, there's so many veterans with PTSD. We see them in the clinic. They do so much better with cannabis. They sleep a lot better. They are able to go out in public, and they're not triggered as much and all that. But it's not covered for them, and they they've done so much for us, and then, you know, they have to pay for their own medication. That's really unfair. So the federal government really needs to, you know, get on with this and fix this. Some people are working on it, so hopefully that will happen eventually.
Yeah,
in the meantime, we have little discounts for people, for veterans, but it's really not enough. But what can we do?
Well, I tell you, Ryan Winkler's worked very, very hard on this. And I get to talk to Ryan quite often about it. So it's all coming together. Flower will be here, you said, in the spring, correct?
Yeah, they're projecting March, yeah.
Now
and flower actually could bring prices down, not just for flower itself, but for other medications.
Right.
That's my understanding, because they can then scale production and it should bring all prices down, hopefully. But we'll see what happens.
So everything else is good, Dr. Merman? Everything's just moving along. People are happier, except for, of course, if you go on social media. Nobody's happy on social media. But other than that, everything's good, right?
Oh, yeah. Social media, we can't even mention cannabis. They take us out. They this is censored. This is ridiculous.
Isn't that amazing?
I talk about cannabis on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Yes. I mean, that's why we do it. People are all happy on cannabis.
Yeah.
You know, all the symptoms improve and no side effect is great.
So, Dr. Merman, how do people reach out to Life Medical and Dr. Jacob Merman?
LifeMedical.us, right on that page, click on send me an email, and I always respond. It doesn't cost you anything. I'll, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to do that. The phone number is right there, 952-933-8900, LifeMedical.us, not .com. That's, you know, that's how it is. Yeah, we'll help you. It's not just cannabis we do. Cannabis is just a part of what we do at the clinic. We have all kinds of, useful therapies for different things. Cannabis is one of the best.
I'm going to come by one of these days. I haven't seen you in a while, Dr. Merman, so I'm going to come by and say hello to you and just show you. I'm going to show you my lithe waistline. What do you think?
Yeah, that would be great. Bring the doggy that likes to visit other houses.
I'll bring Jude along with me. I'll bring the dog. That'll be great. Thank you, Dr. Merman.
I'd like to meet him. All right. All the best, everybody.
Have a good day, sir.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Dr. Jacob Merman, Medical Director of Internal Medicine at Life Medical, Minnesota Medical and Rehabilitation. And I'm not kidding you. We've been working on this together for several years now. And look, if your sleep medication works for you, God bless you. I'm not condemning your sleep medication at all. If it works for you, it works. But a lot of people, it never did work too well for me. So cannabis, you'll get better sleep, and that's a great thing. It's nowhere near as dangerous as some of the medications. Not all of them, but just some of them.